Let's look at Psalm 61 this morning as we enter into our time of worship, and as we in particular confess our sins, we will look to the psalm for guidance. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. This is God's word. Amen. Well, the Psalms are very helpful to us. They're a constant encouragement to us because they are so real. When we are in desperate straits, we do not want fake help that does not really do anything. And the Psalms are very honest, they're very sincere, in fact, sometimes they're brutally honest and brutally real with the facts of life. And that's good because we deal with real challenges and so we need real help. And the Psalms direct us to our help. So this Psalm is a Psalm for those who feel distant from God and overwhelmed. That's what David's condition was in this psalm. You see how he opens the psalm. He says, from the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. That was his situation, and he describes himself being at the ends of the earth. Perhaps he was being chased by enemies. Maybe it was his son Absalom. Maybe it was other enemies. Maybe he was on a journey for some other reason, but he was far away from his home. And yet he recognizes that God can hear him from the ends of the earth. There's no place in this world where God is inaccessible. Imagine being in the middle of the Savannah Desert, hundreds of miles away from civilization, no help at all, no human help, but God is accessible even there. And there are times where we feel distant from God, whether it's because of our sufferings, our discouragements, or our sins. These things can create this feeling of distance, but the reality is God is not far from any one of us. He is accessible. We can cry unto him at that time. He also says that his heart was overwhelmed. So it wasn't just the fact that he was far away, but he was overwhelmed with his trials. He was facing enemies. He was in a desperate situation. And at times, you and I feel absolutely overwhelmed by the multitude of problems that life brings. This is a fallen world, it's a hard world. Whether it's the temptations of the world, the responsibilities of life, or our own falling into sin, we can feel overwhelmed, desperate. And it's at those times that we can do one of two things. We can remain overwhelmed and effectively drown in all the problems as the floods increase over us, or we can go to the rock that is higher than us. And this is an important time. If you've come to that point where you are overwhelmed, this is very important because the Lord is now teaching you to look to him. And if we won't pray during the times where we're not overwhelmed, then sometimes the Lord's going to overwhelm us in his providence to bring us back to him, to focus our attention upon the rock that is higher than us so that we will stop depending upon ourselves. And that's what David points us to in verse 2. He says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, what happens when a flood comes? What is the basic instruction that everybody is given? If there's going to be a flood, what do? Higher ground. You look for higher ground to get away from the flood. Now imagine the town of Colorado Springs flooding completely. Worst flood in all of recorded Colorado history. Water up to the tops of the majority of the houses. But imagine you living in Colorado Springs, but you're not in your house, you're on the top of Pike's Peak. Are you fearing the flood? You're upon the highest possible point. The flood cannot reach you. Only the flood of Noah is going to reach that point, and that's not going to happen again. You are safe upon the highest rock possible. And so when we are highly unstable, wavering back and forth because of the overwhelmed condition of our hearts, we must look to the rock that is higher than I. When your legs feel like jello, you need something firm to stand upon. And God is this higher rock. And we come to this higher rock, we stand upon it in prayer as we call upon his name. And often we take our cares and concerns to one another, and that's good. That's what we're here for one another. We're here to bear one another's burdens. But the fact is, we're not so solid. We can help, yes, but we're not always the most helpful, and we are not the rock that is higher. You know how disheartening it can be when you take your anxieties and concerns to someone, and they just become just as fearful as you are. Fear can be contagious. That's not very helpful when we act like that. That ought not to be the way that we encourage one another to faith, to steadfastness. But the reality is, the only one that is absolutely steadfast and unchangeable is our God, the rock that is higher than us. And the good news is that all the petitions and prayers that you bring to our God do not overwhelm him in the least. We can be overwhelmed. You bring me 50 prayer requests about all the problems in your life, and I could become overwhelmed. I don't know how to pray for all of them. I can't keep up with all of them. But our God is never overwhelmed. You bring him 100 petitions, 100 problems. He's not surprised, and he's not overwhelmed. No matter how much you are freaking out, he is not freaking out. And this is what 1 Peter 5 says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you." He is a rock that can hold a lot of weight. You cannot bring too many cares to this God because he is able to bear all of them. That rock won't crack. It won't break under the weight of your petitions. And so I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to find refuge in the solid rock. If your heart is overwhelmed this morning, I encourage you to come in faith to him and bring these burdens. Lay them upon the rock, and he will carry them for you. He will help. Now, as we confess our sins this morning, we recognize that there are times where we don't rest upon the rock, we rest upon ourselves. And so we must confess that sin of depending upon ourselves and receive his forgiveness. If you feel overwhelmed this morning because of life challenges or because of your sins, bring it now in prayer to him and rest upon the rock that is higher than you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we praise you for your mighty power, your solid, unchangeable nature. We know that we can always depend upon you for help. Whether we are at the ends of the earth, whether we are overwhelmed by the floods, we know that you can carry us and help us. We ask now that you would forgive us of all of our sins, and we confess that we have faced challenges this week, and perhaps we've even sinned in response to these challenges. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and break us of our self-dependence. Teach us, O God, to look to the rock that is higher than us, that we might go to higher ground when the floods overwhelm us. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.